Okay, we see after the Shemaira continuing Erev Shirim and Yisaidis Pnimis HaKabbalah, and we're holding in Perek Gimel, Mamash, the end of Perek Gimel. I hope to finish Perek Gimel either this week or at the beginning of next week. And we're holding in Perek Gimel, which discusses, and we discussed in the past few weeks already, the Pnimis of the Sefirah Yisbederech HaVoidah, to understand how us down here, us Nevram, us creations, are able to go ahead and react to those times of the Sefirah, those Avoidah of the Sefirah, and to be able to react, to be able to interact, to be able to go ahead and create a Sirus Milamata, to be able to make this Sirus Milamala of that Sphira. And that's really what we've been discussing up until now. And now Baruch Hashem, we're up to, after having begun all the way from Kesser, going all the way down to the last year, ending off with Yesod, we're finally continuing and culminating in all the 10 Sphiras with the final culmination in the Sphira of Malchus. We're on page Kufyud Beis by Oistes Vav, and we're going to discuss Malchus, and then he's going to give us 2-3 other basic Nekudas, just, you know, all these things about the 10 Sefirot, and that will really be the end of Perek Gimel. And then Eretz Hashem will move to Shaar Sheni, which is an exciting new topic, the topic of Partsufim. We've been discussing Sefirot up until now for the past 100 pages, a little bit more, and now we're going to go ahead and move in to the topic of Partsufim. What are Partsufim? How it goes ahead and how it's connected to everything we've been discussing up until now, how it goes ahead and to Shlemus to it. Eretz Hashem will discuss all of that once we get into Shaar Sheni, which discusses Partsufim. And now let's begin with, or let's end maybe with, the Sefira of Malchus, discussing the idea of Malchus. Sefira of Malchus, as we mentioned when we began discussing the spheres in general, what the spheres are in the previous Prakim Parak, Aleph and Beis, we mentioned that Malchus is the final culmination of everything that begins all the way in Keser. Keser is, as we mentioned, the Inyan of the Ratzon. Keser is the Inyan of the Tainig. There's two Chalakim of Keser, goes down to Chachma, to Bina, down to Chesed, Gvur, Tveres, Netzachod, Yisod. And finally, all of that process, the process of beginning, the desire, the Einig that takes place, that goes ahead and gives a person the Ratzon, that moves down to the place of the Meichin, moves down to the place of the Midos. All of that finally culminates with the Malchus, which is Ashpa L'maisa. And Mimela, by the Rabbanu Shlalim, Kaviyachal, that means the Rabbanu Shlalim being Mashpia to the Bria B'Payol Mamish. And therefore the Avoida Mitzi Deinu is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim L'Payol L'maisa and Suratzan Hashem Yisbarach. Our Avoida Mitzi Deinu, to go ahead and to be a Merkava for the Sphira of Malchus, is to go ahead and to be Makabal Omal Hashemayim, to recognize that we're being Makabal Omal Hashemayim, and to bring it out in the physical actions that we do, not just in the emotions that we have, not just in the Moichin that we have, in the Asagas that we have, but to bring it out in the physical action, to be Makabal Omal Hashemayim, to do the Ratzon of Hashem, whatever takes place. And the Oimak of the Inyan of the Malchus, he says, which is, as we mentioned, not just the Maisa that's done, but the Oimak of the Malchus, is Amunah. What does that mean? Ki Kol Metzias HaBriya Taitzomei Malchus. As we said, the Bria itself is a byproduct of Malchus. Everything began, Kaviyacha, with the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom, the Tainig of the Rabbanu Shalom, and culminates in the place of Malchus. And therefore, the Bria itself is a Taitzah of the Malchus. And therefore, the Bria contains within it, on the one hand, a scream of Ra'u Mi Bara Eile, a screaming out of, look who created this, which means all of the Bria is going ahead and screaming out the cover of the Rabbanu Shalom and going ahead and talking about and being Meshabech to Rabbanu Shalom, as we say in Psukah Dezimra, or those that say Perak Shira, know that each and every animal, each and every part of the Bria is going ahead and saying, Ra'u Mi Bara Eile, look who created me, the Rabbanu Shalom created me, and I was created for the sole purpose of going ahead and bringing kavod kvod shemayim umitzad sheni, but at the same time umastira shalei yiru mamish ella yakiru b'derech hamuna. What it means, the final culmination of the Rabbanu Shalom creating the world, is two things take place at the same time. On the one hand, there's a bria, and the bria screams out mibara ela. At the same time, there's a hester panim. Olam is milashin helam, it's hiding. At the same time, the olam is going out and hiding the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom did it. In the higher spheres, it's easier to see a direct connection between the Rabbanu Shalom and those things. But once it comes down to Malchus, Malchus means the hiddenness of the Rabbanu Shalom within the creation. And therefore, it's necessary from Mitzi Deinu in the sphere of Malchus is to work on the idea of Amunah. Because Adam Makar Bekach, when a person is able to be Makar, that the world is going ahead and hiding the Rabbanu Shalom behind the thick veil, but the Rabbanu Shalom is there in every single part of the creation, Mamalek Olamim, Save Olamim, Mimela, a person is able to go ahead and be Mismala Amunah B'Hashem Yisbarach, to fill himself up with Amunah in the Rabbanu Shalom, and Nafshe Makira, the Behiris Mitzias Elyon Baruch Hu, and a person is able to go ahead and be Makar with clarity, the Mitzias of the Rabbanu Shalom. And again, Malchus means the Gila B'Payel, and what that means, Mitzi Deinu, is the ability to be able to go ahead to recognize the Rabbanu Shalom. That's what it means, Mitzad, the Oimak of the Inyan of Malchus, is the recognition of the Rabbanu Shalom, and then to go ahead and have a Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, to say, Rabbanu Shalom, we're going to go ahead and bring that knowledge, and bring that Amunah, we're going to bring it out to the forefront, bring it out to the world of reality, the world of action, by going ahead and being involved in mitzvahs maisiyas, by going ahead and doing what the Rabbanu Shalom wants, and to be able to go ahead and to do the Rabbanu Shalom's avoida in the proper way. And therefore, the side of Midas Malchus is the Kayacha, the Gila B'Payel, to be Moitzid Ashpa, to the Gila Lamaisa Mamash Kalamato, the Musagim Shalan of Ratan the Pile. And that brings us to Amunah. And as he writes in the bottom, Malchus is also connected to the Inyan of Tefillah, because Tefillah is a direct byproduct of a person having Amunah. Only once a person has Amunah is a person able to daven properly. Only once a person realizes the Rosh is in charge of each and every part of creation can a person go ahead and daven in the proper way. And therefore, the Midah of Malchus means the Rabbanu Shalalim going ahead and creating the world Lamaisa. The creation of the world means that this the Rabbanu Shalalim is here in every part of creation, but he's hidden. And our avoid the Mitzidenu is to go ahead and to reveal, to go ahead and to believe the Rabbanu Shalalim is there, to reveal that by going ahead and living in alignment with the Rabbanu Shalom's Ratzin, which is called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, which means that we're makabel to do with the Ratzin of the Rabbanu Shalom no matter what. And Mamelu, when we're able to do that in the proper way, then we're able to go ahead and be connected to the idea of Malchus in the proper way. Now let's go down to the bottom, Darkei Avodah, where there's an important Ara where he goes ahead and talks about the Sur Meirah of the Midah of Malchus. So obviously, on a very simple level, Midah of Malchus means the opposite of Midah Malchus, which is Emunah, is not to believe Chalila in the Rabbanu Shalom. For a person to have a lack of Emunah, but as I'll talk about, there's an Avodah also that takes place more of not just mitzad, they're not believing, but there's a sur meirah to actually go ahead and to move away, to run away from bad midos, and specifically, like he writes in the bottom, is atzvus and atzlus. The person goes ahead and leaves and goes ahead and stays far away from the midah of atzvus of depression and atzlus, which means laziness. Why? Where does laziness and depression come from? Where does it come from that a person gets lazy and depressed? The etzem or lekayashidus ashayech lemidus malchus. Why? Because the or as a nishlach la'adam k'deil la'oreisei. As we said, by all the other spheres, this or that comes with any one of the ra that takes place in a person's life is an or which is sent to a person in order to go out and to elevate it. Like we said by Yisrael, like we said by Chesed and Gvura, all of them have a midah, all of them have an or, and that or could either be channeled towards toiv or towards ra. The or which is sent to a person to be ma'ir a person, to give a person emunah in the Rabbanu Shalom, and to be mesameach, and to be able to go out and to have zrizus in his avodah, is the R of Malchus. When a person doesn't utilize that R properly, as opposed to going ahead and vitalizing a person's life and moving and fighter and allowing him to go ahead and be filled with fire and to go ahead and to be doing things with simcha, a person goes ahead and does exactly the opposite. When a person recognizes the Rabbanu Shalom's in the world, the Rabbanu Shalom's creating, the Rabbanu Shalom's in charge of everything in the world, that fills a person with tremendous, tremendous joy. Yismach Yisrael ba'Yisav, Klal Yisrael's filled with joy over the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom created the world and gives a person a tremendous reason. The opposite of that, the Sur Meirah of that, when a person doesn't go ahead and utilize that R properly, so not only does it not give him simcha, but it gives him depression. Not only does it not give him zrizus, but it gives him atzlus. And therefore, as opposed to the R of Malchus coming to a person the proper way, a person gets dragged down to laziness and to depression. But etzema atzvus va'atzlus is the hepech of amuna. Ki atzvus, where does atzvus come from? Where does depression come from? A lack of amuna in the Rabbanu Shalom. Because if a person would be living with amuna karoi, v'yamaka ba'ara emes b'shleimus le'sheich etzla atzvus. Atzvus means that I gave up. Atzvus means I think that there is no future. Atzvus means that I say there is yish ba'olam. Atzvus means that I say that there's no way that I'm going to be able to get out of the mess that I'm in. And all of that obviously only can come when a person doesn't go ahead and is not living with the clarity and the belief in the Rabbanu Shalom in the proper way. And therefore, atzvus is a byproduct of the opposite of amunah, and atzvus is the same thing. When I've given up hope already, and I don't have any chias, and I don't have any simcha, so then it's hard for me to get out of bed in the morning. It's hard for me to go out and to do the things that I need to do, because I've really given up on myself. I really don't believe that I have the capability of becoming anything big, and therefore I give up on myself, and I don't believe I can do anything, and therefore that makes me become someone who's ba'atzvas, and the atzvas goes ahead and leads to atzvas. K'moy kein atzvas who hepech kabbalas ol shabitz malchus k'moy yimaka b'malchus Hashem yisparach karoy mizdaris ma'oid b'avidas lafnei melech gadol. And as we said, that the kabbalas ol malchus shemayim is the byproduct malchus of amuna, and therefore the opposite of that is laziness. As opposed to saying, Rabbanu Shem, I'm going to do what you want me to do. I'm going to be mekabel ol to go into do it even when it's difficult. Atzvas means if it's difficult and I'm not in the mood, I'm just not going to go ahead and do it. That's the opposite, obviously, of proper kabbalas ol malchus shemayim, the opposite of zrizus. And Mamela, that leads a person to have the opposite of Kabbalah's Ol, which is the world of Atzlas and Atzvas. Derech Lasakani. So Derech Tumim Sakani. And again, everything's exactly as we said in every other Sphira, which is going and copying and pasting it to this Sphira. So what is the Derech Tumim Sakani? First of all, to be Miskabra Bapoyal, on the Atzvas and the Atzlas, and to be Machriach a person, Machriach oneself, to go on and be Misamech and be Mizdaris. How does a person do that? Through Pu'ulas Chitsonias. Person goes ahead and says, I'm going to do things that are going to make me happy. I'm going to dance, I'm going to sing, I'm going to go ahead and be able to be able to feel happiness and to go out and do Pa'ula Shal Zrizis, as he brings down from the words of the Mesilas Yesharim in Perak Zayin, Eitzah Toivi Hiloi, She's Daris Biritzoyne, Ke'atunua Chitzoynis, My Reris Apnemius. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, the Eitzah Toivi to get away from Atzlus is be Mizdaris Biritzoyne. Why? Because the Tunua Chitzoyne, the external actions that we do of moving with Zrizis, go ahead and over the Apnemius. V'yaiser Mesera B'yadein B'yadei Achitzoyne Me'apnemius. It's able to go ahead. And a person is able to go ahead and affect the chitzonius more than the pnimius. And mele mishtamesh b'masha b'yodai yikne b'hemshech gamasha in b'yodai kitoler by simcha pnimius v'chevitz v'chemda mikoyach masha mislight b'tnua b'ratzon. A person goes ahead and actualizes physically and externally the koyach of zrizis, then it will go ahead and the chitzonius will be ma'ur the pnimius and allow a person to be able to go ahead and act with zrizis. And therefore, again, as we said, the first step, anytime a person recognizes that they're involved in one of the spheres in a negative way, that the aur of the rabbanishim it's supposed to be used in a positive way is being used in a negative way, the first step is to leave that midorah, to go out and to leave the atzlos and atzvos, laziness and depression in our case, and then once a person's done that, then yichnas lahargish amudav kabbalas omal cheshmaim. Don't just ignore the art that was there, because the art was sent to you for a very, very specific purpose to elevate it, and therefore the avoida at that moment is to go ahead and to be margish amunav kabbalas omal cheshmaim. Kikasher adam lekeach es es oris atzlos veatzvos v'nichnas layodol lamunav kabbalas ol. When a person takes that level of the atzlos and the atzvos and brings them into the place of amunav kabbalas ol, v'zeu moichik es atzlos veatzvos mishrashim, is able to go ahead and eradicate and wipe out laziness and depression from their shayrish, and to take the aura that's there, the aura that was there within the atzos and the atzvos, that was really the aura of malchus that was dragged down to a malchus nefula, to a amuna, which has fallen down to the place of atzos and atzvos, and a person is able to go ahead and to elevate it. And as we said, by all the other spheres as well, there's a shame which is shayach to the midah of malchus, the shame of adni, a shame of avaya, benikir haragel. Either it means the name, either it's the shame of adni. Adni is always connected to malchus. Adni is connected to the Rabban Hashem being Adoin HaKol, the master of all, and therefore it's connected to Malchus, because as we said, Malchus means the recognition of the Rabban Hashem has created the world, and he's Adoin HaKol, and therefore the name Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud is connected to the sphere of Malchus, or it means Havayu, the Nikud Ragel, which means the regular Nikud that's within the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. All the other nine spheres are a Nikud that's connected to a specific one, Chachmas Pasach, etc. But the Nikud of Yudke Vavke, and the shame of Malchus is the regular Nikud of the way the shame Yudke Vavke is generally spelled, with each one of them having a different one of the Nikudis, the ones that are, if a person would go ahead and pronounce the name Havaya in the proper way, with a Chatav Pasach, a Chaylam Bekometz, I mean Nikud Shvav, Kometz Vechaylam, but it goes ahead and has the proper Nikudis underneath the shame Havaya. Kusha Adam, Reitze, Lo Iris, Ura Amuna, the Kabbalah Sol Benafshi, Cham B'Shem Zeh, when a person wants to be Ma'ur Amuna and Kabbalah Sol, he should go ahead and be Mechavan this shame, to go ahead and say, Shvisi Havaya, L'Negdi Sama, to imagine the name Havaya in the proper way, with the proper Nikudis in front of him, Ubekech Skulis, Amachshav B'Shem HaKadosh, Nishpil of Ura Malchus, V'zeh Yisayeh, L'Ur L'Vavay, Oid V'Oid, Es Amuna V'Kabbalah Sol Shaloi, Amela, a person is able to go out and be Ma'ur, the Inyan of Amuna, and to be able to live in a place with the opposite of Atzos and Atzvos, with Simcha and Zrizos, and to be able to go ahead and Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim in the proper way. Adkan, really, Sphere of Malchus. And I want to go ahead and Mitzvah Shem finish Perek Gimel. Mitzvah Shem next week, as I mentioned, we'll go on to Shar Sheni, which talks about the Pertsufim, and we'll get to the next Chelik. So let's just finish off where he goes ahead and gives two, three other Nekudas that are necessary to know for the 10 Sphiros, as they're connected to the Derech HaVoidah, and he says the following thing: V'hinei, Asfiris Nimshal L'Kumas Adam, the Sphiris are Nimshal to the Kumas Adam, Ki Eifen Pu'ulasim Hu Shekal Echad Yoitzer Chelek U'Yichid Nishlam Adavar. Each one of them are like the limbs of a person, that each one of the limbs of a person have a different Avoidah, a different task to go out and do, and only with all of the limbs coming together can you have an Adam HaShalim. V'ashpoi V'arz Me'mekayim L'mekayim. The same thing takes place by all of the Sphiris. Each one of the Sphiris has its own Avoidah, which we've spoken about Barichas really since the beginning. And all of them coming together make a Kaima Shlema, make Kaviyachal, a full Kaima Shlema, a full human experience of all of them. And it goes ahead and each one of them interact with each other. The Chabad goes down to the Chagas, which means the Chabad, the Moichin go down to the Chagas, which is the higher level of Midas, from there to Nehi, from there to Malchus. And that's what it means. Kaima Sa'adam, Shamaich Shalar al Alev, Umanagai Saif, Alev al Maisim, that the Moich is on the Lev is on the Maisim, and it goes weiter like that. But Dvarim Benuim Ba'ifen Shapnimius, Mizgala, B'chitzonius hamoich v'alei mizgalim b'maisim. And a person is able to go ahead and bring out from the moichin down to the midos and all the way down to the place of Maisim, not like an animal, where his Maich and his Lev are not connected to his Maisim. He doesn't have the ability to have his Maich be shelled over his Lev over his Maisim. So first of all, it's called Kaimus Adam because each one of the spheres interact with each other to be able to go ahead and create a Kaimus Shlema the way a person is. Second of all, it's called Kaimus Adam because the Ashpa is in Derech of Gimel Kaven as a person is. Why is a person Gimel Kaven? Every person is made up of the right, the left, and then the middle. And the same thing is by the spheres. The Keser is Nishpat, the Chabad, and Chabad is in three Kaven. The Chachma, as we mentioned, is on the right side. Bina is on the left side. Adas is in the middle. And then Chagas is again Chesed on the right, Gvura on the left, Tferis in the middle, and then Nihi is on the right. Is on the right. Haid is on the left. Yisrael is on the bottom, and then Malchus, which is on the bottom, and therefore the Kaimus Adam is built in the same way, Gimel Kaven, that a person has a Neshama, which is the Tzad Yamin, the Guf is the Tzad Smal, the interaction between the Neshama and the Guf is what's called the Nekuda Emtzai, the middle Nekuda, the one that goes ahead and is Miyachad, those two things together. So the same way we have in the Sefirot, the interaction of two polar opposites come together with the third Nekuda, which means Chachma and Bina come together with Das, Chesed and Gvura come together with Tferes, Netzach and Noid come together with Yisrael. So too in the Kaimus HaAdam, the Adam HaShalem, it's also this yichud of the two polar opposites, the Guf and the Neshama, coming together in the proper way through the medium of the middle. So you have the Guf and the Neshama, which is right and left, and then it comes together with the Shilav in the proper way, with the Kaimus Shlema, with the middle, which is we're going to call Tferes, but it doesn't just mean Tferes, it means Tferes, it means Das, it means Tferes, and it means Yisoid. That one's going to go ahead and be the interaction between the two sides together, and Mamela, it's going to be Machaya, the person, in the proper way to make that yichud between the neshama and the guf. Va'oid. And he writes even further, we'll find that each part of the person is going to go ahead and be connected to one of the 10 spheres. Now we just spoke about the Kaimus Shlema of the person is connected to the 10 spheres. The fact that a person goes ahead and has the Chabad connect with the Chagas, connect with the Nehi and the Malchus, and the Guf and the Neshama go ahead and are the mashal of the two sides working in tandem together with each other. And you're going to find that the Guf of the Adam is also going to have the Esser spheres. Where do you have the Guf of the Adam having the Esser spheres? So Keser is obviously going to be above the Guf, which is going to be above the Meichen, which the same way a Keser sits, a crown sits on top of the head. So you're going to have the aspect of the Karkafta, which is Galgalta, which is the skull, which goes ahead and is on top of the brain. That's going to be connected to Keser. The Meichen, the brain itself, is going to be split up into three parts of the brain. The middle, the front, the back, the right, the left, the right, the left, and the back. The right's going to be obviously Chachma. The left is going to be Bina. And the one that's in the back, by the place of the Kesher, the Tefillin, is going to be the place of Das. The Chesed and Gevura are going to be the two hands. The right hand is going to be Chesed. The left hand is going to be Gevura. The torso is going to be Tferes. The lave that's going to be Tferes. Then the two legs, the right leg is going to be Netzach, the left leg is going to be Hoid. And the Eisbris Kodesh is going to be Yisoid. And Malchus is not Begili in the Guf of the person, but rather Malchus is in the Ishtay of the person, which is the person's Malchus, which we'll have to discuss that at another time, how the Isha is the Malchus of every Ish, that she goes out and brings the Ar out to, brings it out, Mamela Lapayel. Mamela, again, as we said, this is the Avodah of what takes place within the Esser Sefirot, for a person to be able to recognize that all the Esser Sefirot, a person needs to become a Merkava for the Esser Sefirot. And as we just spent the past many shiurim discussing, maybe 5 or 6 shiurim discussing in Perek Gimel, the Pnimis of the Sefirot, B'derech Avoida, Amela, this is our Ikra Avoida, to recognize that we need to go ahead and interact with the hashpa of these Esser Sefirot down to us. We need to go ahead and be Ma'ur Kavyachal Klapi Mala, these Bechinis of these Esser Sefirot, beginning from Keser all the way down to Malchus, and that is our Ikra Avodah. Just to go ahead and to read through a Sikkim that he gives, at the end of Perek Gimel, before we move on to Shaar Sheni, which I think is worthwhile to discuss, worthwhile to just go through quickly. He says, goes through each one of the Sefirot, explains what its main Inyan is, Beklalius, what its main Inyan is, Be'avaydis Hashem, and where you're going to find it on the Guf of the person. So he says, begins with Keser. Keser is, as we said, the Tainig and the Ratzin of the Inyan. What does that mean, Be'avaydis Hashem? The Ratzin to the Rabban Hashem and the Tainig Kaviyach on the Rabban Hashem. Where is the place you're going to find it? Above the head, that's going to be in the skull. Chachma, the Iker Klali, the Inyan Klali of Chachma means the Hagdara of an Inyan, but Klali is to go ahead and to talk about the big picture of the item, what that means in terms of Avaydis Hashem, which means the Re'iyah of Elikos, to see things in a godly way, to be able to see the Yisayid of everything, to be able to be Ezu Chachma, Re'iyah Sanoilid. Where are you going to find it? In the body of the person. It's going to be in the right part of the brain. Bina is then going to be to go ahead and to break things down with Pratius. In Avodas Hashem, that means Hizboininus, to go ahead and be Mizboinin, but Emes Elikus is going to be in the left part of the brain. Das is going to be Mechaber to an Indian. What that means in terms of Avodas Hashem means to be Mechaber, Basmada, La Emes Elikus, to go ahead and attach oneself to the truth of the Rabban Hashem at every moment. That's going to be in the back part of the brain. Chesed is the Kayach of the Ashpa. In terms of Avodas Hashem, that means Ahava. That's going to be in the right hand. Gvura is the Tzimtzum of the Ashpa. In terms of Avodas Hashem, that means Yira. That's going to be found in the left hand. Tferes is the Ashpa, which is the proper balance between Chesed and Gevura, and the Ashpa, which is the Pnimis of the Indian. What that means in terms of Avodas Hashem is Dveikus. That's going to be found in the torso. Netzach is to be Misakesh, to go ahead and to bring things out with Pael. What that means in terms of Avodas Hashem is Azaz to Kedusha in the right leg. Hoid is to go ahead and to bring things out in a way that it's Mizgala, the Pnimis of the Ratzon, that the real Ratzon was. And what that means in terms of Avodah is that a person ensures that his actions are going to be Megala, the real truth, the Emes of Elikus Pnimis. That's going to be found in the left leg. Yesod is to be Mekasher, to go ahead and to be Mekasher all of these spheres above it together, and to be able to go ahead in terms of Avodah, that means Hiskashrus, and to go ahead and to bring things down, Lamaisa Mamish, where the place that's going to be is in the place of Yesod. And Malchus finally is to bring things out, Lamaisa Bapayel, that's going to be in terms of Avodah Hashem, Kabbalas Olmach Hashemayim, and that's going to be found in Ishtei Kagufay. And that is the Sikkim of these 10 spheres. Very worthwhile, if you have the Sefer in front of you, to look at the Sikkim, because it really gives you a lot of clarity and a lot of the Tamsas of what we've discussed over the past 3 Prakim. And the Ritz Hashem will continue in the next year with Shar Sheni, which is going to discuss the Partsufim, moving on from the Sefiros to the Partsufim, and spend the next while talking about the Partsufim, and we'll go right there from there. Okay, have a great week, Ritz Hashem.